Hound and Neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today with Kent Botkus of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's D.C. office joining us right after this.
While other manufacturers are scrambling to adopt SCR technology to meet emission standards, Case IH is in the field, maximizing productivity and setting records for fuel efficiency. We're leading the way with over 10,000 SCR tractors already at work. It's proven efficient power you can find on all our high horsepower equipment, including combines and sprayers. And right now, get great offers when you pre-order 2013 models. To learn more, visit your local Case IH dealer or caseihdeals.com.
You've heard about the great yields that canola is producing in Oklahoma, and you've decided to make the plunge and plant winter canola this fall. So, where do you start? Well, it's easy. Just contact your local crop plan expert, who will also help you every step of the way, planting to harvesting your crop. With Crop Plan by Winfield, you get the right seed for right here. Crop Plan brings broad seed selection and local testing from the Answer Plot system. Go to cropplan.com for answers to your questions and a guide to crop plan dealers.
It's called the fiscal cliff, and at the end of 2012, we could be falling off of it here in the United States as our tax code reverts to higher levels in several different areas, including the capital gains tax and the so-called death tax. This summer, U.S. House of Representatives voted to extend the current tax code for 1 year, including keeping the estate tax to relief level at a $5 million exemption level with a 35% tax rate, a deal that was cut between Congress and President Obama a couple of years ago. According to Kent Botkus of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, it's the death tax that perhaps is the biggest issue facing agriculture as we come up to the end of 2012.
If Congress fails to act, then we're going to see our current estate tax exemption level fall from $5 million per individual and $10 million per couple at a tax rate of 35% to a $1 million exemption level at a 55% tax rate. That keeps a lot of us awake at night because that's going to affect a lot of our farm and ranch families.
Micah says it's all going to boil down to that time after the November general elections, the so-called lame duck session for 2012. He says right now, NCBA urging their members and anybody in agriculture to get with their member of Congress and urge them to be proactive in getting this done successfully at the end of this year.
So what we're doing is we're encouraging all of the farmers and ranchers out there to contact their members of Congress and encourage them to co-sponsor full repeal of the estate tax legislation in both the House and the Senate. In the House, that effort's being led by Congressman Kevin Brady from Texas, and his bill number is H.R. 1259. Currently, they have about a majority of the House on that piece of legislation. And in the Senate, there are 37 co-sponsors on Senator Thune's legislation, Senate Bill 2242. We need your help. We need you to contact your members of Congress and tell them that the estate tax has got to go. We need to send a very strong message to those negotiators who are going to be putting together a tax package at the end of this year that if they're not able to fully repeal the estate tax, that they leave it alone as it is and that they leave the exemption levels as they are. Next year, we're really going to need your help. Hopefully, we'll have a better makeup in the House and the Senate. And we'll have a White House who is willing to talk about full repeal of the estate tax.
Kent Botkus of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Washington, D.C. office talking about the death tax. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Coming up Monday, October 1st, don't miss Express Ranch's Rancher's Bull Sale at the Ranch Yukon, Oklahoma. Now, it all begins at noon, selling 250 Angus bulls and 250 commercial spring-bred heifers. For more information, just call them toll-free, 800-664-3977, or go online to expressranches.com. It's the Express Ranch's Rancher's Bull Sale coming up Monday, October 1st at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.